the ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. What an awesome slew of podcasts we've had. Such amazing and inspiring entrepreneurial ladies and gents doing such amazing, amazing stuff. So today I am so excited to share that one of my, you know, longtime PR friends and amazing entrepreneur doing such great stuff, Jamie Adler, will be on the line today. By the time you hear this podcast, we will have completed our amazing Fashion and Wellness Expo experience, which is so exciting. And we are, of course, on to planning our next magazine and our next event, but our new magazine is out. So exciting. So we are so excited to share with you that you can get our magazine online at Issue, which is ISSUU for digital reads. And you can also subscribe online to get us in print at nextonscene.com. So really exciting stuff. Thank you so much for all your support this far. Now we're heading in really to October and holiday season, and we just couldn't be more excited to have Jamie on today because she works for such a great company. She's a cause entrepreneur outside of being a PR princess, and she works for an incredible company called One Hope Wine, which really gives back with impact. So for every wine that you purchase or you're tasting at an event that she's a part of or her team members or anybody for One Hope, they give back to a cause of your choice and also to a cause that they already give back to. So each wine that they have basically is partnered with a different organization. So it's really, really awesome to know that you can enjoy drinking wine and giving back to people that need it. So really cool stuff. So excited to have Jamie on today. Teach us all a little bit about PR, press releases, and the benefits of One Hope Wine. So stay tuned for the amazing Jamie Adler.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing cause entrepreneur at One Hope Wine and PR princess, Jamie Adler, who is also a dear friend of mine. Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. So excited to finally have you reverse roles. I feel like you've been sending me clients forever, and now we're having you on. So exciting.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Of course. So let's talk a little bit about your background. So first of all, how did you even decide to become a publicist, or what even inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
Okay, so I used to be a singer, classically trained.
And no
I went
way.
To college. Yeah, I trained for voice. I was an opera singer. I'm also classically trained pianist and violinist. I'm like a little entertainment center.
And, I love it.
So I went to school for that. I got a scholarship. I went down to the University of Delaware, and I had a lot of tonsil issues, and I was just sort of fighting the inevitable. And so I went after college, I wound up taking them out, which was a disaster. But I kind of had a sense that it wasn't going to be what I thought it was going to be. And I thought to myself, do I really want to try to get to Carnegie Hall? How long is that going to take? Like, what really is the probability of me becoming something with that? So I didn't know what I was going to do. So my mother said, listen, you have a big mouth. You have two choices. You can go to law school or go into PR. And I was like, I don't know that I want to go to law school. I'd try this PR thing out. So I started taking PR classes in the communications department at the University of Delaware, but still singing a little bit, just not, you know, as a career path. And I actually created my own major because I was doing a lot of different things. So I have a sociology bachelor's with a concentration in voice, sociology, and women's studies. And what was interesting about that is that the sociology aspect of it really got me thinking about target markets. And so what I feel like I'm really good at today with my client, my public relations clients, is really honing in on that target market and how to capitalize them and promote your business or service to them. So although it sounds a little bit odd, it worked out great.
I know. And you've been doing this now for a long time.
Yeah, so I've had my business, Bayleaf Communications, since 2000, but mm-hmm. a couple of years before that I was working for other people, sort of honing my skills and stuff, yeah.
That's how most people start, right?
Right, for sure.
Exactly. And then, of course, now you're a cause entrepreneur with One Hope Wine, which is so awesome. You are doing such great things with that. So tell us a little bit about One Hope and what you have done thus far working with them.
Sure. So One Hope Wine is a wine company all about give back. Each of our bottles of wine that we grow and produce on our estate in Napa Valley has a cause partner attached to it. So, for example, all of our sparkling bubblies support an organization called Why Hunger. And to date, One Hope has fed over 4 million meals for kids in need. Our Chardonnay provides clinical trials for women with breast cancer through an organization called Gateway to Cancer. Our Sauvignon Blanc sales are replacing a rainforest in Indonesia. Our Cabernet provides ABA therapies for autism. Down the line. I could talk all day about it. So what we do is we offer people an opportunity to raise funds on a local level for any cause that's close to their heart, as long as it's a 501c3, I'm never attached to the organization. So I really get to go out, the gift, I get to go out, meet amazing people and help them raise funds for causes that they hold dear to their hearts, whether it's a survivor of something or just a hunger organization or anything really. I mean, I have discovered so many nonprofits in this area. It changes who you are for sure. And so I go into people's homes and offices, do a Napa tasting room experience with 6 wines that the host chooses themselves, or I can choose favorites for them. And then guests get to save at discount, discover new wines, learn about causes, and learn about the cause of the night. Then our One Hope Foundation writes a check to that organization in the host's name, and the host earns wine rewards along the way, so she gets some free wine. And it's always a hit. I always say, if you're going to pour wine, you might as well pour with purpose. You might as well sip with impact, gift with meaning. It's been amazing, and I just really love it. I'm obviously uber social, so I love going out and meeting people. But the impact part of what we're doing, like I said before, it changes you. We just built a school in Guatemala. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
You know, we help women at the worst part of their lives get clinical trials when they have, you know, tried everything else that hasn't worked for them. And Gateway to Cancer has a really high success rate with clinical trials. And we hear these stories from people, and it's just amazing. And so then I get to go out and help you, as it were, do the same thing for causes that you hold dear, and it's amazing. And it's been really... just, I keep saying amazing, but there's no other word.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, how is it not? So how did you even find out about One Hope? Like, how did that even fall into your lap?
So I had another side gig before this one, and one of the girls on our larger team had heard about One Hope Wine. I'm not quite sure where, but we were waiting for the license to get released in the state of Massachusetts to ship wine into the state. Because at tastings, people will order the wines they like, and then we ship from the vineyard directly to their doorstep in 5 days. So she was waiting for it to come into the state. It finally did about 3.5 years ago. She called me up and said, "We do a tasting." And I said, "Well, I'm not the biggest wine drinker in the world, but I was with my best friend when she was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes back in the 6th grade. This would be a perfect way to raise funds for her and honor our friendship." So she came down from upstate New York. We invited all of our friends over. We did a tasting. And this particular woman was like, "You should do this." And I was like, "Oh my goodness, I'm doing a million other things." She kept on me for 6 months. And to this day, I say I should not have waited those 6 months, because everyone I feel has been waiting for me to do this, because I'm booked into November already.
Amazing.
I mean, I have availability, but people book out really far. They like to gift with the wine. Realtors love it as closing gifts. Clients just like it for holiday gifting as thank yous. It's great hostess gifts. You bring it to someone's home, and every label has a logo on it, a dotted logo, that's reflective of the statistic the wine supports. So, for example, on our bubblies, there's 1 colored dot and 4 silver to signify that 1 in 5 kids don't know where their next meal is coming from. So you bring that to any person's home, whether it's a Thanksgiving table or just a cocktail party, and you start a conversation. And it's really interesting as to what can really unfold when you start talking about give back and things that are meaningful. And Boston specifically is very socially conscious, so it's a great market for it. We're always looking for people to join the community, whether hold tastings like I do or buy wine from us instead of buying wine that may not mean as much. So anything that anyone is interested in doing, I'm happy to help them with any of their wine needs.
Yeah, I couldn't recommend it more. I absolutely love the Brut. I think that has always been one of my favorite ones that you guys have.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites.
And it's not too dry for your Brut drinkers who think it's dry. It's not as dry as other Bruts are.
No, definitely not. And I also want to, like, bravo you on, like, selling over 80,000, right? How many wines have you sold at this point?
So last year, our fiscal year goes from July to July. I sold $82,354.17 or something.
That's freaking amazing, yeah. Jamie. And in how long of a period of time?
So that's 1 year.
Amazing.
So I'm number two in sales in the entire company. And it's just, like I said, it's amazing. So for me, if I find a wine drinker, I just let them. What's really great about our program also is that if you become a preferred customer with us and you redirect your wine spend with us, no matter what that looks like across the year, whether it's your personal wine spend, gifting, at the end of 1 year, we will make a donation to a cause of your choice. So at the end of the year, when you're writing donation checks, whatever causes that you support, we'll write one of them for you. So that doesn't happen at a liquor store.
No,
you know, so you can't get
not.
That. You can't become part of a community of give back like that. So because of that, people really enjoy our wine. And we have a fantastic wine club that's quarterly. And you get to discover 6 bottles of wines at all different price points that our in-house winemaker happens to be a woman, which is one of, like, the woman winemaker in Napa. There's very, very few, if not the only one. So she will curate a wine selection for you once a quarter. So it's not a crazy commitment. It's not a bunch of wine coming to your doorstep that you don't potentially drink. And so you can discover new wines, and that comes once a quarter. And again, we accumulate that spend for you and then write a check to that whatever cause that you like at the end of the year, which is, it can be really meaningful for someone that really supports something.
Right. So true. I mean, just a general question, but, like, what do you think pushed you to do so well? Like, obviously you're just a go-getter. That's just part of your personality. But for anybody who's just getting into sales, like, what advice could you give them?
I think for this particular business, for One Hope, it's the impact. When you go to a tasting and you're filled with a room of 20 people you don't know, and a hostess speaks about losing a loved one or something like a mission that they're on, and the whole room is captivated by that story, that's where the magic happens.
Right.
Storytelling is the currency of our world. So if someone and everyone's rushed around, right? You're, hey, how you doing? Good, good. Oh, fine, good. Okay, whatever. See you later, right? Like, see someone at Starbucks. But when someone at this tasting takes 5-6 minutes and tells their personal story and their tears or their cheers of support, for them to realize that they can help support that woman in that fight or in that survival story or in that goal that they have or whatever they're doing based on something they're drinking anyway, it just becomes this full circle moment for people, and you're really part of something bigger than yourself. I mean, where else can you honestly say that by doing or eating or drinking something, you have built a school in Guatemala in a rural village where those kids would have never gotten an education?
Right.
And in this country, we take education for granted. You know, we all do it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, literacy, right? But in Guatemala, you know, they don't even have paper towels.
Right. So, and that's crazy to think about, because that seems like nothing to people like that live a normal day-to-day lifestyle, right?
Right. So you think about how many paper towels you go through in a day. You're using the restroom, you're home, you made something, you made a mess, you grab a paper towel, you wipe the counter, you throw it out, you got your hands wet, you take a paper towel. I mean, you can go through a roll in 2 days.
Right.
So when you think about these kids who don't even have paper towels, much less are learning to read, and you know, and then you just think that you can drink a bottle of wine and open up a world of opportunity, the world's your oyster, right? And if you want, and for you to be able to go out and do that for other people, that I think for me was amazing. Because with my public relations business, I'm a team of one.
Right.
And I always have been for the last 20 years. So it's me, myself, and I doing my work. Right now, I'm part of something bigger. The team alone, even women that aren't on our direct team that we meet when we go to events or we go on trips, they're all cut from the same cloth where they just want to give back. And whether that means one tasting a month, one tasting a quarter, one tasting a year. As busy as you may be, you can do just one. You could sell one bottle of wine and change the world.
Right.
And be part of our communities. You don't have to be, there's no quotas with us. There's no, surrounding areas you can't go into. We're across the country. I have teammates from across the country. I have customers from across the country. Even if that customer buys one bottle of wine at a tasting that I'm at, they have done something. They have helped increase GLTBQ education through the Trevor Project. They have helped create awareness for ovarian cancer. They have helped literacy through our Riesling. So no matter what you drink or what you open, you've made a difference. And that really is what's so special about One Hope.
Right. And what I really love too, which you kind of talked about a little in the beginning, which I just kind of want to bring it up again too, is like, even though certain wines and champagnes have their specific causes, you can still pick the cause that you want to support. Right. Which right. I think so is great.
So it winds up almost thinking it as like a double dip donation.
Right.
So we're, so it's because it's at tastings, let's say you pour six wines and everyone's like, you know what? Even though we didn't pour it today, we all want to buy Merlot. Okay, fine. So you put in a $1,000 order for Merlot. So we're supporting heart disease on the global cause for our Merlot sales. But at that event, we were supporting, let's say, a PTA,
right?
You know, or prostate cancer. So we're still able to donate to both no matter what people buy. And it's all mix and match, which I should mention also, which a lot of other wine companies are not. So when you buy wine from us, 10% off a half a case, 20% off a full case, all mix and match. You can throw a $100 bottle of wine in there and a $20 bottle of wine in there, and we still take the same discount. So there's no stipulations around that. You can order all the same. You can order all six different. You do whatever you like.
Right, which is so, so awesome. So, you know, being that you're so accomplished in only a year and a half of where, you know, getting to where you are with One Hope, because you've been doing it for a little while, but what are your goals? Like, what are your goals for being, you know, a business owner with at least One Hope? And then we could talk about the PR stuff.
Yeah, so this year was, last year is number 4 in sales. This year is number 2 in sales. So, you know, there's not that much way up to go, but we'll see.
Exactly.
But honestly, for me, like, I would love to, really, for me, I just want to go and help people raise funds for causes close to their hearts. So if that winds up being that I only sell $60,000 next year, that's great. But I am kind of a go-getter, and I like to sell as much as I can, obviously. So let's say maybe we'll try for $95,000. Oh, $100,000 for next year.
Why not?
Why not? You can all hold me accountable
exactly.
for that,
right? Exactly. Exactly. We're holding you accountable.
Hold me accountable for sure, right? And then I also just want to share the opportunity with people who are looking to for a little side income, something meaningful. You know, people have stressful lives at work, and this could be very fun and meaningful. And like I said, even if you did a little bit whenever you wanted to, it's a flexible business you can come in and out of as your schedule seems fit. I do have to say this is a perfect quarter for people who are looking to do a give back and to make some money. I always say make an income while making an impact. But, you know, the holidays are around the corner, and a lot of times Q4 is when people are thinking about giving back. I do a lot of food drive events come holiday time, so people will bring tangible items like tuna fish and macaroni and cheese, and while we're doing the tasting, so the hostess can donate tangible items as well as the donation of financial funds that get sent to the organization. And that's always very meaningful, not only for the hostess, for the people that attend. Just the mind shift of 2 hours to think of someone other than yourself is great. And then for me to go out and watch these people doing that is great. So, you know, it's pretty affordable to sign up to be part of our community. You do get some free wine when you do it. You make it back in one tasting. It's great. And then you're off, you know, into the world, just making an impact and doing whatever works for you.
Right. Which is so, so awesome. I love the whole concept. So how can people reach out to you about that part of your business?
Well, you could call me. That's all good. 617-230-8465. You could email me. Email's a little trickier. It's bayleafcom, like my business. So like the spice, B-A-Y-L-E-A-F, like Frank, C-O-M-M at iCloud.com. And you can check it out online as well. So it's onehopewine.com/myshop/Jaime, J-A-I-M-I-E. I have an extra I in there for good measure.
Love it.
And I'm happy to give you more information. You can come to a tasting and check it out. You can buy a bottle of wine and see what you think. Oh, I should mention this. This is really important. We just got our results back from all the competitions where the winemakers submit their wines. And we have scored from our vintner collection between 91 and 96 out of 100.
That's amazing.
Our red blend scored a 96 out of 100. So when you open up a red blend, you're not only drinking the best red blend in the state of California, but you're also providing a sense of purpose for a veteran through an organization called Team Rubicon.
So awesome.
So if you're a blend drinker,
that's definitely something to think about. Yeah, for sure. Call me, baby. You're so funny. Okay, so that was, I love all of that of what you're doing. Now, of course, you know, you started as a publicist. I would love for you to share with our audience, because I feel like a lot of us are entrepreneurial. So why are publicists important?
So Public relations is still important in a digital world, because even with all the social media, which is extremely important, we know we want to keep our followers up on Instagram and Facebook and all the rest of it, but it's a different way of getting your message out. So when you hire a publicist, their job is to get you editorial stories in newspapers and blogs, right? So we can help you with your social media, but for this conversation, those stories tend to be larger in depth and breadth than what you can potentially get across on a social media post. You know, social media posts, you can't put too much information in there. No one's going to read 14 paragraphs on social media. You need to be fast and quick and have a great image. This is really an interview where I set up for you with, let's say, like I just got my client on NPR. She's going to come into my client's office, have a service, and then they're going to have an interview. How she got into the business, what she's offering, what makes her different from anybody else, warning signals that she can look at, whatever the case is. So my job is to get you those editorial pieces. So that's really what a publicist does. And there's other facets of marketing that can help you with, obviously. If you need to get speaking engagements, I can help you with that. I help you with other cross-marketing. I love good cross-marketing. Cross-marketing is probably one of my most favorite things to do, always, because when you cross-market with someone, you're literally crossing over into the two markets. So let's say you sell wine and I sell clothing and we work together, I get in front of your customers and your customers get in front of me.
Exactly.
And that is how you build your business, right? So you read something about the business, you learn a lot about it, and then there's some other facets along the way that kind of fall under the umbrella of public relations and marketing.
Right. No, absolutely love that. And can you elaborate, because I know you're super good at this, so like the importance of a press release and like what it basically would tell an audience that's eventually, yes, or a media person that would be getting the email.
Right. So your press release should be your who, what, where, when, why of your business. Okay. But you need to know how to format these. You can't just write in, hey, who, you don't write who, colon, why. You don't do that kind of stuff. It's a story. So you have a really catchy title, right? Because that's the first thing that a media person is going to read, and they're inundated for sure. You got to know that going in. So the catchier you can be, it's great. And then you can always have like a tagline under it. So, I mean, I like a tagline you have for your business. So I say Bayleaf Communications, my tagline is add a little spice to your company through public relations. So if I was writing a press release about myself, I might swap that. My title might be add a little spice to your company through public relations, your business through public relations. So when I started, I was a restaurant publicist. That made a little bit more sense. So then as my next sentence could be, as a restaurant publicist, I help people, you know, promote their businesses, blah, blah, blah. And then the writer gets it. Oh, the spice, I get it, right? So super flashy title, even if it's you flop your actual title of your business because you want the subject of your email to be super flashy.
Right.
And then you'll have your title. So you'll have a header out that gives the press information, contact information, your title. Then you can have like a subtitle, which is always great. And then you get into the body of your release, which is the who, what, where, when, why of your business. If you're having an event, all that kind of stuff. What I like to do is to write a pitch before I have the press release. The pitch is literally your elevator pitch, right? So for me, I would say something like, I am a lifestyle publicist. I just started a new service called BYOB. It stands for build your own business. I now offer customizable, affordable building blocks to drive your business forward. That might be my pitch. And then my press release will talk about
the details, right?
All the details like that. So the pitch is really important. You just don't want to send out a blanket email because they're not going to read it. And
right.
The other important thing is to make sure you have someone you're writing to. Do your homework. Find out who the writer is. Don't send it out to no one. Dear David, since you write about trees, I thought you might be interested in my in ABC Landscaping. They specialize in, I don't know, bring dead trees to life or whatever it is. And then you could like talk about in your press release why they're great, what their background is, how many trees they've saved, whatever the case is. That's just a silly example. But that pitch is really important, and also make sure the citation is there because no one will look at it if you don't. And also don't write in there someplace, please let me know when you're going to, you know, cover this or something. Like they don't want to hear from that. You're going to need to follow up 2 weeks later, ask if there's any information you might have missed. And can you potentially help them connect you to your client, something like that. So it's really personable that way. These people get inundated with press releases. You can't just throw a press release out and hope it's going to stick. You know, you really have to do your homework on who you're writing it to, and also follow up for sure. Like, the key is a follow up for sure.
Totally. Totally. I could not agree with that. Cause I think people just, I mean, everybody's busy and they just forget too, you know?
Absolutely.
So yeah, very good points. Great insight. Thank you so much. So how can people reach out if they were interested in inquiring with you about any of that?
Okay. So same email as before, bayleafcalm@icloud.com. My website is bayleafcalm.com. So again, B as in boy, A Y L E A, F like Frank, C like cat, O M M. com.
Awesome.
And like I said, we have a new, so for those of you who are smaller businesses but do want to do a PR push, don't have the financial backing right now for long-term retainer services, which is great. I just started this new program called BYOB, Build Your Own Brand, and we have a consultation, and it's more of one-on-one sort of business and PR consultation to get you those building blocks you need for your business, and you can come in and out of that as you need. So the first one we'll be talking about how to write your press release, what we want to put in your press release. You could buy a press list, you could send it out yourself. And then once you have that going and your business is moving forward from that, you can always come back for more detailed consultation or needs that you might have.
Right. It's basically like DIY, which is awesome.
Right. Yeah. Which is great.
Love it. Okay. Great stuff. I want to play some game time. No rush to answer these questions, but this is just a fun way for all of our audience to get to know you. Okay. What is Jamie Adler's favorite food?
Sushi, by far. I could eat it 3 meals a day.
Okay.
So really, it's the seaweed in the sushi that I absolutely love.
So what kind of sushi? Like, what's your go-to sushi?
Anything. But I like the seaweed on the outside. You know how a lot of times, like, now, if you guys are sushi eaters, it's like the maki. So the sushi's on the inside.
Right.
I don't like that. That's not enough seaweed for me. Like, I like it on the outside, and I like it spicy. So I like spicy tuna, spicy yellowtail, spicy salmon. I don't care. Spicy, spicy. And I love the little fluke bits on top, you know, the crunchy fluke bits.
Yep.
And I also do like the fish eggs. I'm a very adventurous eater. I also love grilled octopus. Love.
I actually do too. I think it is so good. So good.
Favorite.
Could not agree.
It's so hard to make it home.
Yeah.
Make it for me anytime. I'll give you my address. You can drop it off anytime.
I love it. That's awesome. Okay. What is Jamie's favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Housewives of New Jersey, hands down, without a doubt. Oh my God, ridiculousness. I cannot get enough of the nonsense that are those women's lives. And what I love the most about it, maybe it's a little sociologist in me, but like, could you imagine if that was your life and you let people videotape it and then the whole world is seeing how ridiculous it is? I mean, listen, we're all ridiculous, right? But I don't need the whole world to know how ridiculous.
Right.
I own my own ridiculousness for sure. I mean, you know me. I always tell people I own my own crazy. I'm crazy in a good way, not a certifiable way. But like, does everyone need to know it on the entire planet? I mean, oh my God, it's amazing. I love it. I can't. My husband's like, really? I'm like, I'm losing brain cells every minute I watch it, and I can't tear myself away.
That's hysterical. Andrew says the same thing. Who's your favorite character though on the show?
Oh my God, what's her face? The one who went to jail.
Teresa.
I mean, it's all of it. But then they're all just, and literally, who would let anyone treat them this way? This is really what I find so interesting. If you treated me that way, I'm sorry, but you're dead to me.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to go back for more.
Right. I'm not going to go back out to dinner with you and, like, pretend this is okay. Right.
Now, granted, they're getting paid, so they have to go out to dinner with each other for the season. But again, afterwards, for the next season, I mean, who are we kidding?
Right.
I just think it's hysterical. I love it. I can't
hysterical.
Get it.
Hysterical. I love it so much too. That's so great.
So funny.
And it's like not far from where you grew up either. So I feel like that's close to home for you too.
Yeah, right? But I don't know any Long Islanders with that nonsense.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I did know one or two people who got involved in the mafia and had some issues and stuff, but that stuff.
Right. Oh, totally different. Yeah. It is a totally different egg. So funny. Okay. So next question. If you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
If no one will judge me, it's pajamas all day long.
I love it.
Not even yoga pants. It's got to be pajamas. And the pajama pants have to be one size too big. Because you have to be able to cross your legs. You have to be able to sit Indian style, scrouch down. They got to have that really great, like, not the stiff cotton, you know, like the stretchier cotton, like at Marshall's, the Cynthia Raleigh one. Yeah. And just a plain, comfy, long sleeve t-shirt from Old Navy.
Like, I love it.
And I am golden. Like, I don't need anything else. If I can go out in public, well, you know what? I have gone out in public. I live across the street from Stop and Shop, and they have seen me in the PJ Bottoms.
I love it. Shopping. Who cares?
I don't care. One of those people who are like, sorry, peeps, I'm busy. I'm
right. YOLO. That's hysterical. Absolutely. So funny. Okay. Final question. If you won $1 million tomorrow, what would be the first three things you would do with it and why?
Okay. I'd probably pay off my house.
Love that.
Yes, we just moved. I think I'd go on an amazing trip, like plan something great, like to India or someplace just really far away, and just like be in with the community, get a house, live it, be part of all that. And then the third thing, you know, it's kind of funny. Not that I'm necessarily frugal, but I love a good sale. So I don't even know that I would buy something at full price, because for me, it's the chase of the sale that I like. If you have a sale or you have a clearance, I am apt to come in and buy it all.
Right.
Like, I would rather buy all that stuff from you then than buy one piece when it's full price. So I'm trying to think of what, you know, I've always wanted to drive a BMW. I might go buy myself a Beamer.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why love not? It. Hashtag, what color?
Why not? It all comes to, well, if I could, I would get it in like an aubergine color.
Ooh.
But I don't care. As long as I'm looking good with my sunglasses on and my windows rolled down and my jams up, it's all good.
Why not? YOLO. Why not? Love it. Freaking awesome. Okay, so Jamie, tell everybody how they can follow you on social media, and thank you so, so much for coming on today.
Oh my God, thank you. So social media, it's just Jamie Adler everywhere. It's on Facebook.
Yeah, but it has underscores, doesn't it, on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. See, Jackie's my social media manager. It's Jamie_Adler on social if you want to follow my life and wine stuff. And then it's BayleafCom on Instagram if you want to follow PR and networking, because I do a lot of networking events, all that good stuff on Instagram. And then on Facebook, it's just Jamie Adler. But don't forget the I.
Yeah, right,
and
two eyes.
I'll tell you why I have an extra eye, but I don't need to tell this.
Why? We have here a minute. Tell us.
You should. Okay. So when my mom gave birth, blah, 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 she falls asleep. The woman comes in. How do you spell your name? My mom's best friend is there, and she's writing all the different ways to write Jamie. And so she writes J-A-I-M-I-E. And she's like, this looks interesting. Let's do that. Okay. I'm the only person on the planet who spells their name that way, and I'm telling you right now that my childhood was – well, I don't even know what the word was, but it was a struggle because I couldn't find a toothbrush. Remember how as we were kids?
Right, with the ones with the names on them? Yes. I can't.
So that's... there is nothing – I can't find a toothbrush or a keychain or like a nameplate or anything that spells Jamie the way I spell it. The struggle is real, listeners. The struggle is real. But as a grown-up, I love it because it just sets me apart. It's a little bit different. But if you miss that I – you're calling somebody else, and I don't know who that person is. So just make sure you get that extra I in there.
I freaking love it. That's hysterical. You're one of a kind. I couldn't think that couldn't be more true, though. You're really one of a kind. So I love it.
That's for sure, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
there's
Jamie,
only room for one.
I know. Thank you so much. You're so awesome. So everybody definitely get social with Jamie. Reach out to her for any, you know, One Hope wine or any PR needs.
Yes, please. Try our wine. I would love you to join our community and try one bottle of wine. Two bottles of wine. The holidays are coming. Everyone needs a gift, and it's all about the give back. It really is. So I'd love to help anybody with anything they need. And for all you small business owners, I honestly feel that every person deserves to get their business the exposure they need to drive their business forward. So if you do not have a press release, or you need someone to look at one to make sure it's the right press release and who it should go out to, please reach out to me. I promise you it's affordable. It really, really is. And it will be worth it in the long run for your business. I promise.
It is totally worth it, guys. Well, Jamie, you're the best. Thanks again. And thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to Becoming Next on Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.